This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tandon.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that isn't afraid to field embarrassing questions about whether we're dating. Today is December 22nd, and we have a podcast for you that chronicles some of our adventures with the Henry County Ghost Hunters. At the end of our Halloween podcast, where we interviewed the Henry Ghost Hunters, we actually talked about going on a real, live, actual ghost hunt with them, and that's what this is about. We went a couple weeks ago with Andy and Albert, who are the founding members of the Henry Ghost Hunters, and their friend Nicole, who goes along with them on a lot of ghost hunts, and our friends Jason Pye, who is a political blogger and does the Piecast, and Alyssa, who is from the North Fulton Drama Club podcast. So we went to the former Georgia Mental Health Institute. It's been vacant since 1997, which is when it closed and was bought by Emory, and it's been sitting ever since. Just a little bit of history. Originally, this building that we went into was part of Asa Candler's estate, and if you don't know your Atlanta history, Asa Candler was a big-time Coca-Cola guy, and so he had this estate, and at some point in the early 60s, I guess, the property was bought by various places, divided up, and this portion of the property became the Georgia Mental Health Institute, opened in 1962. And so it's just been vacant for 9 years. It's a beautiful building, amazing architecture, amazing history, just sitting there, and you know that place is haunted. So we had to go in.
Absolutely. So our evening started when we all arrived and we met up, and we spent the first 10 minutes or so just walking around the perimeter of the building looking for ghosts. We eventually went down into the crawl space and actually found some moonshine bottles down there, oddly enough. That was the most lucrative part of the...
Looks like they'd been there for a while.
They definitely appeared to have been there for a while. And eventually we made our way all the way around the perimeter of the building and actually went inside. And that's when the fun really began. Within about 3 minutes of when we walk in is when our first electronic voice phenomena popped up. And to explain electronic voice phenomena, we were all walking around with recorders and recording what we were saying and what we weren't saying. We would walk into a room and record silence. And what's interesting about electronic voice phenomena is that stuff shows up on the recorders that wasn't there in the room. Nobody necessarily knows what they are, but they show up very often, especially in old buildings.
Yeah, and you know, I've always been kind of skeptical about this kind of thing, because there is the very real phenomenon where, if you know what you're going to listen for, if you know what you're supposed to listen for, then your brain's going to hear that. It's going to find a way to hear that in the recording. So I'm always a little skeptical when it's a recording and they say, you know, listen for this, which is what we're about to do here.
We're about to go through a lot of those, actually.
But the thing is that there were some things that I heard listening back to our recording that I wasn't expecting to hear anything. I didn't know I was listening for anything in particular. And then I would hear something, and it was really, really difficult to come up with an explanation based on what I remember from being there, being in the room, and not hearing anything like that at the time. And I'm not saying it's ghosts, because I really think ghost is kind of a overly simplistic, anthropomorphized, however you say that word, kind of way of looking at it, but it is weird.
It's definitely bizarre.
And so without further ado, do you want to get to some EVPs?
We can just crack into the first ones, yeah. So the first one, we've got four of them here that were recorded by the Henry Ghost Hunters, and then we've got four of them that we ripped from our own recordings. And I know that might sound like a lot, but they're very short, usually less than 15 seconds, so it's not going to be that many of them. So the first one here was the one I was talking about, where right when we walked in, about 3 minutes in, Amber and I had been talking to each other, and we discussed that we were going to stick together. If you listen carefully, you should hear something that sounds like a voice saying, "That's nice," in response. And then a few seconds later, you'll hear a voice that sounds like it says, "Help." Not so nice, but... So... Now, did you hear that?
I heard it.
Yeah.
And you know, you might have to play this stuff back a few times too, just because sometimes it's very quiet and really hard to pick out.
Yeah, that's one thing about these. I would recommend going to henryghosthunters.com and listening to these things a few times through, where you're focusing specifically on them. We can't turn the volume up quite as loud as we would normally listen to these things, because we would blow your ears out and it'd be really bad.
And another thing that I just want to say before we go on to the next one is that I think is really weird is that, you know, EVPs can be all different volumes, because when we went to the America's Garden Inn back in the summer, and we had a podcast from that, but the owners of the inn let us listen to some of their recordings of EVPs that they'd picked up, and the voices were really loud, much louder than the other, you know, spoken voices, and sounded like they were right up on the microphone, but all of these are really quiet and sort of whispered, except for a few, but those aren't really voices, and you're about to hear them anyway.
Yeah. So let's move on to the second one. This one is just a voice. I don't know exactly the context of when it was recorded, that sounds like it's saying, "Help, help," and it's definitely not the whisper of the last one that you heard, so...
That's fucking creepy.
That is, yeah, that's fucking creepy. That weirded me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know what else to say about that one other than that was just kind of fucking creepy to me. So, the next one we've got is not nearly as distressed sounding as that one was. This one is a voice that sounds like it's saying Marvin Bratchett, or maybe Marvin Brackett. And then it repeats itself and says Marvin again.
If you know anybody named Marvin Bratchett, just let us know.
Yeah.
I want to know who this guy is.
We would love to know who Marvin Bratchett or Marvin Brackett. I had a little trouble hearing exactly which of the two it was, but...
It's Marvin somebody.
Yeah, Google didn't tell me anything. So the next one... Do you remember what room you were in when you were talking about thermostats?
It was a room upstairs on, I believe, the third floor. Just a little, very small side room, probably like an office. I was here for this one. You'll hear my voice on it. I was with Nicole, and we were looking at thermostats.
Yeah, and as they're looking at the thermostat, and someone asks what that is, and I say, "Oh, that's a thermostat." Then a few, just a second or two later... you'll hear very faintly a voice that mimics what they said.
And it's really faint. I had trouble hearing it the first few times, but it's there.
All four of these first ones are on henryghosthunters.com. So here you go.
From a wall panel, I just thermostats. You knew all the thermostats.
Yeah. It's right after... It's actually at the same time when I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Actually.
This one is particularly quiet, so maybe we should play it one more time just for your benefit.
From a wall panel, I just thermostats. You knew all the thermostats and went home to work.
Yes.
Or I guess that was Nicole. It's at the same time somebody's speaking.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving right along. Now this is the first one that we have that was on our recorder.
This was from our recorder, yeah. We were standing up in the balcony overlooking the ballroom in the right wing of the house, which is just a gorgeous room.
It's really amazing.
Some of this, some woodwork that I don't even know how to describe, but it's ornate, but that doesn't really do it justice. It's gorgeous. And there was a chandelier there, And we noticed something on the chandelier that, of course, with our overactive imaginations, looked like blood splatters. It was a little too purple to actually be blood splatters. It could have been sap or candle fuel or something like that. We saw more of it upstairs. Could have been cleaner. Could have been any number of things. But at a glance, it sure looked like blood splattering. And so you'll hear us asking about that here. And as we're talking, at one point, you'll hear a grunt and what sounds like something being struck by a blunt object. It's well, just listen for yourself here.
Well, no, come here and look at this one. It looks like, I mean, I'm serious, it looks like blood. Look at
that.
It does
look like blood. It sure does.
It's
Wow.
It's on the bulbs, too. Look at that.
What the hell was that?
That's really weird. That's the first one that I heard that really kind of freaked me out, because this was when we were listening back through our recordings and we didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what was coming. And I heard that and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Maybe something was wrong with the recorder. Maybe I hit it up against my pocket. I don't think I did, because I distinctly recall holding it out in front of me. But if someone has heard that noise on their recorder before and can explain it, by all means, drop us an email. But I have no way to explain that. This next sound is actually just a few seconds later. It's the same noise coming up again, but without the grunt.
I mean, is it maybe, I mean, could it be like lantern fuel? Sap?
It's electric.
So.
That one's a little less weird, but still weird.
Yeah, it came up, it was only about 8 seconds later. So, yeah. Moving right along. Oh, this one kind of freaked me out.
This one really freaked me out, too. We were upstairs in one of the bathrooms, and there was that same purplish substance all over the place. And actually, I don't know if it was the same substance that was on the...
This actually wasn't the same bathroom.
This wasn't in the bathroom with the crap all over the place? Well, I'll tell you about that bathroom later.
And we'll talk about that after we get through the noise, the EVPs here. But this particular bathroom had all sorts of equipment in it. It had
I wasn't there for that.
It had a generator. I remember it had a power generator
and
in there.
Iron lung, right?
It looked like an
That's
iron
awesome.
Lung. I don't know what it
I
was.
I didn't see that.
But whatever it was large and had all sorts of handicap stuff in there. And so in this bathroom, we're just having conversation about God knows what. And then there's this horrible screeching noise in there. So here you go.
Yeah.
What is that?
Now, if I had a tape recorder, if it was an actual old analog tape, I would say that was the tape skipping or the head scratching. But this is a digital recorder. It has no moving parts in it. So I have no idea how to explain that.
It's pretty weird. And the last one, this is probably the clincher for me that just really weirded me out the most, I guess. Do you want to give a little background here?
Jason and I, at some point just a little later through our hour-plus trek through the house, were walking through the main ballroom in the right wing of the house that we were overlooking earlier in the chandelier conversation, in the gorgeous room. And at some point, Jason somewhat sarcastically does the ghost hunter thing. He asks, is there anyone here who would like to communicate with us? And we were joking about it and didn't expect an answer. Well, we actually got an answer. And it sounded like a no. So, here you go.
Let's pull the stupid ghost hunter thing. Now what? Is there anyone here who would like to speak with us?
Yeah, Albert and Andy.
See, they didn't hear that at the time, and that's the one that really got me. I can't make out what that's saying at all. I mean, some people have said that it sounds like no or not really. I can't make out anything, but I know it sounds like a voice whispering.
And that it sounds like it was responsive to what we were saying.
Yeah.
So, those are the EVPs we had for you here. We should, I guess, talk about that bathroom for a minute.
Yeah, that bathroom was fucking weird. I don't know if it was the same substance that was on the chandeliers, because the stuff that was on the chandeliers actually really, to me, looked like it could be blood because it looked darker and thicker. But up in this one bathroom, there were just these splatters of this weird purplish substance all over the place. It looked like somebody had dragged their fingers in it and dragged their fingers along the door, along the wall, along one of the sinks. And then in the shower stall, it was all over the inside.
It looked like it had exploded up out of the drain or something.
Yeah, because it was on the ceiling. It was just everywhere. And it was really bizarre.
And at a glance, you know, you walk into an abandoned house and you see a red substance that from 20 feet away looks like blood. That'll freak you out a little bit.
Yeah, on first glance, it was like, oh, shit. Is this a murder scene? You know, yeah. But it wasn't blood, but I don't know what it was, but it was really weird.
It was definitely creepy.
So overall, I would say this experience was awesome. And we have next for you just the little recap that we recorded immediately after our adventures, getting everybody's thoughts right afterwards.
So here it is.
Hey, I'm Albert. I am the one of the founders and team leaders for the Henry Ghost Hunters, and we're actually now morphing into the Atlanta Ghost Hunters, AtlantaGhostHunters.com. And it was just really for paranormal investigation. I think I can safely say we all just were treated with the mecca of paranormal hunting. The Candler Mansion was just immense. I'm still speechless, really. It was just incredible. So,
what kind of stuff, out of what you saw in there, what gave you the greatest
impression? Disturbed me the most, probably, was, I would have to say, first of all, it's just immensity. It was just so huge and so old. It was almost as if walking through a physical cliche for creepy places. I don't think it could get any more physically depictive than what we just did. Probably the most disturbing to me, I'd have to say, was at one point when I walked off, wandered alone into one of the main chambers, just incredibly breathtaking. And I just really had a strange chill. As expected, our batteries ran out on almost all of our cameras, and unfortunately, Investigator Nicole's camera dropped, and it bit the dust. But, you know, that stuff can be written off. But we're real excited to do a review of the data and see if we can get any anomalies.
Yeah, so we're not really going to know anything until we go over
it. It's going to be a couple of days,
here,
yeah. So. Yeah, so absolutely.
So
yep.
I'm just going to...
Yep.
Thanks, Alan.
Yep.
All right.
I'm Nicole. I'm with the Henry Ghost Hunters. I've been with Albert and Andy since almost the beginning, a few investigations in. This, like, just to reiterate what Albert said, was absolutely amazing. Just, it was huge, and I don't even feel like we explored the whole thing. There were some places we just peeked in and ran by. I got the most intense feelings, though, on the third floor. There was this old corridor. It appeared to be older than everything else. All the light fixtures were older, the emergency lighting, everything. And it was just so creepy. Everything was clean. There was no cobwebs. We just got this very bizarre feeling in there. And I almost ran out of the corridor after Andy, just looking over my shoulder.
Now, were you walking with Andy and Amber when there were footsteps?
Yes. Yes. We had a moment of about 3 to 5 minutes of silence, and we turned the lights off, and we were asking for someone to make a noise, and we heard very distinctly what sounded like 3 footsteps over our head, and the only thing above us was the roof.
So it was a responsive noise.
That's what it sounded like.
It appeared
to be. Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
And I'm Andy. I'm also a co-founder of the Henry County Ghost Hunters, lead investigator, and I'd have to say that the temperature differences were just amazing. You'd be in one portion of a room where it felt below 40 degrees, and then you walk into another room and it's almost room temperature with no power on.
Did you feel any temperature differences that you could look around in a room and say, this cannot be explained by open windows or poor insulation?
Well, some of the rooms did have broken windows, but the rooms that felt hot were the strangest rooms of all, because there were several windows in those rooms, and the windows were single pane. So, I mean, there was very little insulation in those
rooms. There was one room I remember definitely walking into that had the single pane windows and it felt warm. That was the only one that struck me as... That's a little weird.
Sure. So I would say, and also just the beauty of the woodwork in that, I mean, so much attention to detail went into that building.
Absolutely,
and it was truly the most amazing experience that I've had so far.
What left the greatest impression with? I guess besides the
noises, you know, yeah. I was there with the footsteps, which did appear to be responsive.
Yeah.
It was the silence was deafening. I mean, it was so loud with the silence. It was the most amazing feeling to be in stealth mode and to truly hear nothing is will scare the daylights out of you.
And you've got that on tape, don't you?
We do.
Yeah, we'll
do.
Be interested to hear that.
I am Jason Pye. I blog at jasonpye.com, and I was fortunate enough to tag along with Andy and Albert tonight. It was the immensity of the place, as Albert said, was amazing. And a lot of the woodman workmanship and craftsmanship of the building was it's just awe-inspiring. It's amazing.
What left the greatest impression with you?
I guess walking downstairs and seeing the safe, Asa Candler's safe.
Yeah.
That left like a personal, like, this guy was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is his home. Yeah. That's his safe.
Yeah.
Is it private?
It said
Albert, on it, didn't it?
It said Asa Candler Jr. private. You know, it just lets, you know, the history behind that. You know,
yeah.
That was amazing.
I mean, that's Atlanta for you right there,
exactly.
Basically.
It's the history. I mean, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Alyssa Jackson. I'm a regular podcaster with Georgia Podcast Network. And I think what made the most impression was the temperature changes. Andy and I were walking around together by ourselves, and we went down into the huge main atrium rooms, I guess. And when we walked into one room, we were blowing out our breath, and we could see huge visible streams of our breath. And we're outside right now. This was an hour earlier. And we're not seeing anything that distinct. It was crazy. And then when we went upstairs, I was in the room with you and Andy in the warm rooms, and they were significantly warmer. And then I was there for the footsteps too. So I experienced a lot tonight.
And this is Amber. You know me. I was there for the footsteps, which was really crazy. That was amazing, especially because I usually don't get that kind of stuff. I think. Ghosts or whatever don't like me, but I distinctly heard that. Other than that, just the immensity of the place, it was like a maze. It just kept going. It was awesome. And my camera wasn't behaving, but I'm not prepared to say that was for any other reason than I don't know how to use my very nice new camera.
Well, back to Rusty. One of the things I noticed, I don't know if it made the greatest impression on me or not, was that shower upstairs with the, I don't know, it, you know, at a glance, of course, it looked like blood, but it wasn't blood. It was something else. It looked like it exploded up. It filled the bathroom. It looked like movie effect blood, basically. And the whole bathroom was covered with it. The toilet paper was covered with it. It trailed off into the closets. And even there was some out on the chandelier.
Yes.
Anybody have any thoughts on what that could have been?
I have seen, of course, Nicole also works in public service, as do I, and I've seen dried blood, and it was pretty close, although I'd have to say I'm quite sure it was not blood. However, what struck me was, again, as you mentioned, the spray pattern. It was almost as though something were mid-air and combusted and sprayed upwardly and outwardly in that shower. And again, the chandelier almost looked a little bit darker in color than what we saw in the shower, too. The chandelier, and photographs will be posted on henryghosthunters.com. We'll certainly post photographs.
The chandelier looked like it could have been dried blood. But in the shower, it was too pink, too red. Dried blood is more maroon.
It looked like dried blood to me until I looked up top, and then it was almost a purple color up there. And then
it
didn't look like blood to me.
Yeah. From the ceiling of the shower. And it was smeared across the sink and across the wall. Like someone had it on their hand and smeared it across there. I don't know what that stuff was.
Yeah. Anybody else have any impressions they'd like to add?
I do want to say one thing. Special thanks to Tim and Tony, and I think they know who they are. They really made this possible. So a big shout out to Tim and Tony. We appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Any more we'll find out later whether we can give them a little more recognition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if so, then we absolutely will.
Yep.
And regardless of whether we picked up anything on the tape, I had a blast. And
it was incredible.
Just purely from an urban exploration perspective, it was one of the neatest things I've really
ever
done. I felt
like we walked through history in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was an amazing moment.
It was an amazing experience. Thank you guys for having us along.
Yes,
thank you for coming.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
And
thanks.
To all your listeners, we appreciate the support for us and, more importantly, for blogging and podcasting. That's
absolutely.
That's what defines our society today. So
absolutely. Yeah.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.